Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome. I thought I was going to have, for the first time in 40 years or however long I've been doing this, to come back on the air with the hiccups, but maybe they've gone away. We'll see here. I'm going to start this hour, and then we'll go right back to the phone lines, I promise, with our weekly tip from real-time pain relief. And it's really interesting. I've learned something new here from this one. It's about arnica. Arnica is a medicinal plant and has the ability to remedy numerous ailments, some that I didn't know. People all over the world have been using arnica for centuries. It was used by Native Americans to relieve pain from sprains, bruises, and other wounds. And Swiss mountain guides chew on arnica leaves to remain energized and prevent fatigue. Didn't know that. Arnica works mostly as an anti-inflammatory, but it also has analgesic and antimicrobial properties. And so arnica can be applied to injuries, topical in the form of a lotion to an oil to reduce swelling in specific areas. Arnica oil can be diluted with water and makes an excellent antimicrobial mouthwash. It can be applied to chapped lips during the winter, and as a hot tea can reduce symptoms of a sore throat. It can be applied to mosquito bites and other bug bites and works great as an antiseptic for minor cuts and scrapes. And for those suffering from stiffness, swelling, and general pain in joints and muscles, arnica can be applied topically to reduce pain and improve mobilization. I think I busted my toe, my second toe on my right foot. I may need to get some arnica, and I know where I can get some. I'll tell you in a minute. You can find it in many health food stores and online. It can be applied to topical solutions that are designed to reduce pain and inflammation. Arnica is included in the real-time pain relief products. It's one of the ingredients in there. Did not know that. They are a sponsor of the show, and they provide us with this tip every week. It's a great product, non-greasy, relieves pain. I'll be putting it on my toe right after the show. I didn't even think about that from that for that kind of pain. It was good for it. No harmful chemicals, no GMOs, parabens, or SLS. You can find it in your favorite health food store, or you can call them at 877-787-7180. Their website is rtpr.com, rtpr.com, or call 877-787-7180. And back to the phones. Let's see who is next up. Charlie in Arlington next up. Hey, Charlie. I think I snuck up on Charlie. You there, Charlie? Check on that, David. He's got an interesting question there. I hope he's still there. Mitch in Chicago next up. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
My question is, I have this elm tree that I took out of my backyard and put into the front where the city has their park.
Mm-hmm.
And the city came over and cut off a branch, and it was too close to the trunk, and it's been leaking for like 10 years now. It's growing slowly together, but I've tried putting everything on it to stop it, and nothing stops it from the sap leaking out.
Well,
it's a Chinese elm.
Chinese elm is the leaf about 3 inches long, Mitch?
Yeah, it's real small. They're real small.
Real small. What does the trunk of this tree look like? Is this what I'm trying to get to? Is it lace bark elm or is it the true Chinese elm?
They told me it was a Chinese elm.
Does it have regular kind of brown gray bark, kind of heavy textured bark?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably the Siberian elm. It's the everybody calls it Chinese elm, but the right name for it is Siberian elm. It's a common occurrence on that tree and also American elm. They just bleed a lot. It is not necessarily a big problem other than the cosmetic situation. You said you've put a bunch of things on it. What kind of treatments have you tried to put on it?
I put the tar, you know, like in the old days, you put the tar over it. That didn't work. I put the pruning stuff on there. That didn't work.
Okay. Yeah, that's not going to really address the problem. And plus, the fact, I don't recommend it anyway. I recommend just leaving wounds open to the air, and you tend to get that callus forming on the outside of the cut, forming and closing in quicker that way. What I would recommend that you do, two things, just like I was talking with a caller earlier about Bradford Pear, I'd treat that wound with hydrogen peroxide right out of the grocery store, the 3% stuff. And then I'd whip up some of the tree trunk goop, the formula for it's on our website on dirtdoctor.com, and it's compost, soft rock phosphate, and natural diatomaceous earth. The one ingredient that's hardest to find there is the soft rock phosphate. If you can't find it, you can substitute fireplace ashes for that. You mix water with it and slather it on there, and it just helps the wound to heal. And then the rest of the sick tree treatment, if you do it, it's going to relieve the stress. That bleeding is kind of a sign of stress. It's not really a disease or, you know, something killing the tree. It's just something that is manifest when an elm, several of the elm species, are in a little bit of stress and they're just bleeding, showing that discoloration. And you can probably get rid of it for the most part if you do the whole sick tree treatment, which is to expose the flare and then treat the root zone with the organic products that I recommend in general. There's no specific brands or anything.
What there's also little holes in the leaves and all the elm trees over here. And they still live, but they kind of look gross, you know,
yeah,
with that little hole in them.
Well, you've really identified the Chinese, what you call Chinese elm, and what really is the Siberian elm. If you'll look on my website on dirtdoctor.com or in any of my books that cover trees, there's one of them that's just on trees. We cover the elm leaf beetle and the Siberian elm problems, and it's just common. It's a common pest that tree has. You can spray with some of the organic sprays and repel that insect to a degree, but you can never really get rid of it.
It doesn't kill them, right?
Well, it can, but it sounds like with yours that it's been going on for a long enough time to.
Well, all of them over here that they planted, the city planted those. I took that one from my backyard, though, but they're not Chinese elm. They're regular elm. They all have it.
Yeah. You say regular elm. They're the American elm with the bigger leaves.
Yeah. Yeah, the American elm. Yeah.
Well, that's elm leaf beetle. You can look on my website, and we've got several recommendations you can go. None of them are that perfect to get rid of, and you just kind of keep that insect under control is all you do. But the most important thing you can do is to do the sick tree treatment and therefore raise the strength of that tree to resist the insect and other problems, the bleeding issue and everything, better than anything you can do.
Okay.
All right.
I got one more question.
Sure.
I plant every year, I get it from like Home Depot and stuff. I can't even think of it now, my brain. Squash, like zucchini.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And every year I get 3 or 4 off of it and it dies because I get this like spotty, like mossy kind of stuff on the leaves, and then the leaves die off, and then the bloom where the zucchini comes off shrinks away and withers away, and then I don't get any more.
Well, it could be two things. It could be poor pollination, which means that you need to plant more flowering plants around your place and encourage the various pollinators, not just honeybees, but bumblebees. They're very important for squash and zucchini. And other beneficial insects helped with the pollination. That can be what you're dealing with. The other thing is it could be a disease. It could be a fungal disease or even bacterial disease. It's knocking the flowers off and keeping production down. There are several organic disease controls that we recommend. One of them is hydrogen peroxide mixed with water, 50-50. You can mix it into the Garrett juice mixture and spray it that way, and it works even better. Also,
oh, okay.
You can put cornmeal in water a cup per 5 gallons and spray the cornmeal juice on it, and it'll knock those diseases off. And we've got several other organic recommendations as far as disease control on there. You can go into the calendars. You can go into the specific plant and diseases in the library, and it'll tell you all about all those on my website.
Well, this year there's been an abundance of bees, which last year there wasn't.
Well, that's good.
I got bumble, I got honeybees, I got both. And that wasn't the problem. One year, like last year, I cut the dead leaves off, and inside there was a caterpillar in there.
Okay, hang on. I got to talk to you off there. I got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito Dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Just real quickly, Mitch and I talked off the air a little bit more there, and he brought up that his gardening was all in containers. And I want everybody to hear that. Gardening in containers is fine, especially if you have limited area, but you do have more risk of overwatering and underwatering in containers. You can keep, it's a weird thing, you can keep a plant, especially if they're plastic pots, you can keep a plant too wet in pots. You can also let them dry out too much, especially when it's really hot in the summertime. So that could have been leading to some of the stress that he was dealing with. People that are wanting to do growing in containers, I highly recommend the smart pots, which are fabric pots, because the roots go over and hit that fabric of the smart pot and don't circle and cause girdling roots and other problems in the containers. But just a good tip for anybody trying to grow container planting, especially vegetable gardening and herbs and things like that. Take a look at that product that's called a Smart Pot. Let's see. Seems like there was one of the, somebody called and didn't hold, and I wish they had. They were calling about redwood. And if it was about normal redwoods, that would have been cool to talk about, too. But there's a redwood that'll grow just about anywhere in the United States. I have one at our office, as a matter of fact, and it's called Dawn Redwoods, Metasequoia. And it's a fantastic tree. It's not used nearly enough. It'll grow anywhere in the country almost. There's some really beautiful ones in Boston at the Arnold Arboretum there. And there's great big ones here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The biggest, prettiest ones I've ever seen anywhere were in Memphis, Tennessee. I did some landscape design early on, and some of the first organic projects I did there were in Memphis and traveling around. And eventually I had a good friend that went to the school called the Rhodes School there in Memphis. Beautiful old school, stone buildings, everything, beautiful thing. But it's got the biggest, prettiest Dawn Redwoods that I've seen, just spectacular. I think that on our website, I'll double check it, but I think some of the shots I have of Dawn Redwood were of those trees. It might have been in the winter, which even though they don't have foliage in the winter, they're really dramatic, spectacular trees when they are bare. Dawn Redwood, D-A-W-N. Next up is Betty in Terrell, Texas. Hello, Betty.
Hi. I've got a problem, Dr. Garrett.
What's up?
Well, about 4 days ago, we woke up and our entire yard and even on our house, everything, our fence, we had armyworms. And since then, a big part of our turf is brown, and some of it is even gone, has gone to just bare earth.
That's interesting. I'm surprised I haven't heard of it. Besides your place, if it's on one landscape, it's probably on a lot of other people's up there. Do you still have the worms feeding? Can you see them there now?
Only if you really look, you can see one, maybe two, and they aren't moving like they were. I mean, they were everywhere. They were so thick, it was like Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Yeah, it's almost like the grass, the lawn's moving, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you still have some that are actively feeding, you can kill them with the spinosad products. You could probably kill them with orange oil, too. 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of water or per gallon of Garrett juice to spray. But spinosad would kill them for sure. You can also kill them with the BT products, Bacillus thuringiensis, things like the liquid would be Dipel. And it'll work pretty fast or real fast. And so it's a good way to go. As far as long term, now that you know that this is an issue, you can head it off next year by putting out one of two things, or maybe both. I recommend these to all gardeners. One is Trichogramma wasps, and the other is beneficial nematodes. Beneficial nematodes would kill the critters when they're associated with the soil. The Trichogramma wasp, you know, would parasitize the eggs and keep them from ever even becoming larvae in the first place.
Okay.
So long term, remember those things and make a note on your calendar to next year prior to this time, this event, do both of those releases.
Okay. We have a close to an acre and a half. Which one of those would be the most economical?
Oh, probably the Trichogramma wasp would be, that's a good question, per acre. What you need to do is just talk to the insectaries about them, get their recommendations on what you need to put out per acre, and just see what the numbers look like. And I'll tell you this, that you can use a smaller concentration than they recommend and still get some pretty darn good results.
Okay.
It's going to be the cheapest just to wait and spray the adults, you know, when you see them working with the spinosad, I guess. But to head them off and keep from having the damage, those other things just work beautifully. Plus, they help with a whole bunch of different insects.
Oh, great.
Yeah, with the Trichogramma wasps and the beneficial nematodes, too, you get just a wide, wide range of control of insect pests. That's why we recommend them in a broad spectrum way.
Okay. And one other thing, will the grass come back?
Oh, yeah, it'll come back. Hit it with some Garrett juice, get a little punch with that, and water, and it'll come back without any problem.
Okay, and does it damage trees?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I'll be back with you right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And there's an open line if you want to jump on here real quick at 866-444-3478. Let's go to Coppell, Texas, and talk to JW. Hello, JW.
Good morning.
What's up?
Well, I have my question. I seem to have to call every fall. And about putting down the molasses and the corn gluten mill.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have to be out of town for about 10 days pretty quick. And I don't want to miss the window because it seems like I miss it every year. So tell me again, when is the best time to put it down?
Well, it's a guessing game, JW. You know, the guys that are promoting the toxic chemicals are talking about putting them out next week. And that, timing-wise, is probably pretty good. We usually aim at more or less September the 15th, so, you know, we're not that far away, and it all depends on the weather, and we've had some cool weather, and once it cools to a certain degree, some of those weed seeds start germinating, you know, and the longer it stays, the more those weed seeds germinate. If it warms up again, which it can do and probably will around here, the germination stops, so it kind of starts and stops. It's probably a pretty good gamble. So the note here says you were talking about putting it out today. Maybe it's a good timing. You were thinking about putting out corn gluten meal and the molasses both?
Yes, sir.
I'd put the corn gluten meal out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and I'd put the dry molasses out at half that rate, about 10. And if you bought enough to put out 20, just save it. It'll save. You can use it in the compost or something like that. And it will give you a little bit longer lasting effect of the pre-emergent quality if you add it to the corn gluten meal. I think it's, if the budget allows, I think it's a good plan.
Okay, so you don't think today would be too soon?
It's, you know, your guess is as good as mine. If it stays kind of coolish like we're having right now and doesn't warm way back up and all, it would be perfect timing. If it stays cool, I mean, if it stays relatively cool like it is right now, you're probably going to catch the bulk of the germination of the weed seed you're trying to head off.
Okay.
So the only other thing that I'd recommend is that you put it out now, 10 pounds of the corn gluten meal, and then again in 2 weeks you put out a second 10 pounds of the corn gluten meal. That's a technique that some of the contractors are using and having some pretty good results with it.
Okay, and I'm starting to have big patches of clover show up in the Bermuda.
Once the plants are showing, the corn gluten meal won't do anything to prevent it at all. It'll just make them grow better.
Well, is there any natural thing that I can use to kill?
Oh, yeah. Once they're growing, there's a product called Agrilon. Agrilon crabgrass killer is the name of it, and it was named that because the fellow that invented it was primarily dealing with crabgrass, and then he found out that it worked on broadleaf weeds as well. But it works beautifully on clover if you don't like clover. I happen to like clover and dichondra and some of those things, so I don't treat them. But if you put the Agrilon out, you wet the area, you dust it out onto the area, and you don't have to be specific. You can put it across the entire lawn on San Augustine, Zoysia, and Bermuda grass. It won't hurt the turf grass at all, and it'll turn those broadleaf weeds and grassy weeds yellow and then black and kills them out. It's amazing.
Excellent. Okay, well, I'll take care of this today. Thank you, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
And by the way, these people that are recommending the toxic chemical pre-emergence, to try to tell people that those products and Roundup and 2,4-D and other herbicides are not going to hurt anything. You know, they're going to go away when they hit the soil, and they're not going to hurt the trees. All that is a total bunch of BS. Those toxic chemicals hurt the trees with every single application. The worst tree problems that I see are where herbicides have been used in the area. And, yeah, it's worse if you use it real heavy and over and over and over again, but any application of toxic chemicals hurts the tree roots. There is no question about it, because those tree roots, for the most part, I was having a debate with one of my goofy golf buddies yesterday. He was trying to tell me that trees have these big tap roots, and especially trees like mesquite and all that. And I was trying to explain to him that all trees, including mesquite and other xeric trees, have their roots system primarily in the top 12 inches of the soil, even in desert and you know, dry conditions. There may be a root or two that going down and hit, found some water and hit, and will build up in an area. But for the most part, tap roots only exist when the trees are young. They die off once a tree gets some age. All trees, that goes for. And so you're dealing with a root system that's up there, you know, competing with the turf. So when you're putting out those chemicals, you're affecting the trees without any question. There's no doubt about it. Next up is Paula, Midlothian, Texas. Hello, Paula.
Hello, good morning. I have a question about my San Augustine grass.
Okay.
And it, during those really hot, hot days, it started getting brown and very yellow, very dry, like straw, the blades did. And, of course, you could flick them very easily away. And so we thought, well, it's the sprinkler system is not very well designed. So I just watered it with my individual sprinkler, and just deep waterings, like you say, and that was okay. But I didn't see, you know, much improvement. And then now during this cooler weather, I went out there and it dug between the blades, kind of trying to see what went on, because patches have died completely. And so on the bare, I just kind of pulled the blades away, kind of cleaned it up. The runners have sort of black spots on them. I couldn't see any insects there other than these roly-poly things. I don't know what you call them.
Yeah. It sounds like
seem to be everywhere.
It sounds like what happened was that it just got too dry. When we had our heat, it was really hot. And if you didn't water well enough on St. Augustine, there was some damage. And that sounds like what happens to you. When that happens, the plants will also become more susceptible to diseases. So you may have some brown patch or gray leaf spot or something like that. So here's what I'd recommend. I'd recommend that you get some whole ground cornmeal, and you can get it from the nursery or the garden center or the feed store, farm store. Put it out like a fertilizer. Put it out at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and then water the heck out of everything. And I think you can probably turn it around. The cornmeal will help with the disease problems, the disease issues that are happening there. The water will probably bring the grass back and green it up even before the end of this season.
Okay. I did try, and I forgot to mention this. I put out this product. It's a, can I mention the product
sure.
and the name? Okay.
I might give you a hard time for using it, but go ahead.
Okay. Nature's Guide, and it's called a Trifecta. It's an insecticide.
No, that's fine. That's an organic. Yeah.
So I spray there. That's the one thing I did. And
no, that's fine.
I mean, I didn't see. Oh, and I put that EcoSmart insect repellent killer and just kind of sprayed it everywhere.
That's fine. You may or may not have had any insects that was dealing with. The roly-polies may have been doing a little bit of damage, but those are essential oil products, and so that's no problem at all. But do the cornmeal and water the heck out of it. And even though it's cooled down now, you really need to get that moisture level back to a nice level in the ground, and I think you'll be fine.
Okay. And is it okay to ask another question about
go ahead.
Texas ash? Okay. Quickly, this Texas ash, like a lot of trees, I've been doing what you recommend as far as exposing the flares.
Good.
So I did, and this thing is way deep down there. And but now I have a problem. It's all exposed, very nice. I saw that the tree improved quite a bit. There was quite a bit of growth just by doing that.
Right, right.
And but now I'm looking at everything, and there are roots just going everywhere. I can see the flare, but even before that, there are roots, pretty thick ones, also coming out of the trunk you even reach down
to the flare.
Actual flare that you call a flare. So now I'm faced with, okay, do I cut anything?
Yep.
Do I just leave it alone?
No, you cut all that artificial stuff that's trying to grow up to oxygen away. Some of it will look like bird's nest, and some of it will be big roots that are growing around and are actually expanding and cutting into the flare. And you literally
the roots,
yeah,
not
you,
that bird's
you,
nest stuff. I don't have that. It doesn't have that at all. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, the ones that are circling and cutting in, you literally cut them away, just like pruning off a limb up in the top of the tree. Do it carefully so you don't cut into, you know, into the flare. But you can cut one end, and it'll, as the flare grows, it'll just expand and pop the rest of it off. If you cut it all off and just pull it all out of there, it looks better, and that's a better way to go. But, yes, those roots do need to be taken off.
Okay. All right.
Get to work.
Thank you so
much. All right.
Thank you for your help. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. It's the most important thing you can do for your trees, no question about it. And some of the people, by the way, we've gotten word of this from a couple of different places. Some of the other people in the tree business, other than the people we work with all the time, are saying that we're making too big a deal out of this, that we're being too dramatic, and that I'm overdoing it. And some of the people we've even recommended have done that from time to time. But I can assure you, we've done enough thousands of trees now to know that it's almost impossible. It is impossible to do too much. You can be very cavalier and really aggressive, and especially from right now through the winter. During the growing season and the heat, you might be a little more careful. I've never seen any big problems there. But when you start getting into the cooler weather and get near fall, it's time to be very aggressive and get those flares dramatically exposed, and you just see tremendous improvement in your trees. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH-neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, let's get back to the phones here. See who is next up. More questions about St. Augustine grass. Jay in North Dallas. Hey, Jay.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
I had a quick question. I have a spot of about 20 by 30 feet in our backyard that's got full shade most of the summer, and just the St. Augustine just kind of withers away over the course of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Does fine in the fall and winter, and I've resodded it a second time. And I just seem to lose it in the summer. I don't have a sprinkler system, so I'm, you know, occasionally water it deep, but it just seems to kind of go away. You know, the root system gets very weak.
Right.
And I don't see brown spots or anything. It just goes away. So I wonder what I need to do there.
Well, you got two things working against you. One is with the tremendous heat that we had without an irrigation system, it's tough to keep it moist enough. And then the second thing is the shade. The most common question that I get is, how do I grow grass in the shade? And the answer is, you don't. It's the trees want the sunshine, and the grass wants the sunshine, and trees win. So you have to bite the bullet and either remove some trees or do some extremely heavy pruning, which I normally don't recommend, or change the grass to ground cover or to mulches. And I've got places in my garden where I only have decomposed granite. We've got other areas where it's just mostly mulch. That combination of the look between the green and not green things can be very pleasant, actually, be part of the design. The other thing I'm about to do that relates to this quite a bit is that I've got a spot that's under the edge of my great big ginkgo. And I've got a live oak in that area, too. And so it's a real shady spot in some zoysia that's back in the back garden. And it's getting too shady for it to grow. It's really, really getting thin. I have started planting dichondra between the stones in my stone walkway. And it's just really pretty. It's really a neat deal. And I've got a little bit of seed left, and I'm going to plant it in that area. So in other words, I'm going to plant on purpose what some people would consider a weed, but I think it is a pretty ground cover. And you can buy the seed very inexpensively, and that'd be one option. The other option would be to buy transplants of Asian jasmine, English ivy, Persian ivy, Ophiopogon, you know, which is Mondo grass, or one of those other shade-loving grasses.
Yeah, and what's causing the shade is just some volunteer trees that we've let grow up because they provide nice shade for the back porch.
Mm-hmm.
But if I raise that canopy some, was there any chance that sod would come back?
Or yeah, it'll give you a temporary help, not long term, because the trees do as much damage to grass with their competition of the root system as they do from the shade. You see what I mean? So it would help a little bit for a while, but the only solution long term is to get the tree out of there or plant ground cover or some kind of hard construction material, you know, like mulch or decomposed granite.
I'll save my back by not resodding again this fall.
Yeah, it's a frustrating losing battle. You just have to bite the bullet and accept the fact.
All right. Well, I appreciate that help.
Thanks, Jay.
All right.
Let's go next to Grand Prairie and talk to Eric. Hello, Eric. Eric is listening to the radio instead of the telephone. Hello, Eric. 1, 2, 3. Hey, Eric.
Hello, let me turn the radio down.
Yeah, good idea. Should have done that first.
Hello?
What can I do for you?
Oh, I looked up Arnica. And it says not to make it paid internally.
Well, okay. And your point is?
Well, it says it could cause cardiac toxicity.
Okay. What kind of website is that?
I got it in Rodale's Illustrated Encyclopedia of Herbs.
Rodale's book. Is this the green one, the big book?
It's a big old green book. Yeah, it's kind of got pictures of herbs on it.
Okay. Well, that book's been around a long time. Interesting point. I'll make a note of it to check on it. The people that are that did the tip today said that it could be used internally, so we have a disagreement there. And I'll check into it and see. Appreciate the tip.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, and if you call in, you need to be listening on the phone, not on the radio. It causes a delay problem there that you just experienced. Here is Rick in Wiley, Texas. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Howard. Little background first. I just this year started going full organic.
Okay.
Am I going to have to wait?
Well, so we're not rushed. Do you have time to hold on, and we'll start off with you in the third hour?
Sounds super.
Okay. Well, let's do that. I'll put you on hold. We'll start off with Rick in the third hour and then go to your calls and questions at 866-444-3478. And in the meantime, if you have a question about something and I'm not available, go to our website, dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter's free. Just sign up right there on the homepage, and you'll get it automatically on a weekly basis. If you want information about our class, the Natural Organic Certification class, it's right there on the homepage as well. We've got a lot of people that are signing up and taking the course and have been delighted with it, so hope you can give it a try, too. I'll be back right after this.